the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, finally this morning, maybe sometimes you feel the need to tune out of all of the world events. A spot of daydreaming might just be what you need. It may seem quaint to get lost in thought at times, but it can have surprisingly positive benefits. Writer Aidan Fitzmaurice gets lost in a daydream.
Back in my school days, I would always get in trouble for two things: chatting and daydreaming. Sometimes I was chatting about daydreaming, and sometimes I was daydreaming about chatting. Either way, I definitely wasn't paying attention. This is why daydreaming often has a bad reputation. When you're daydreaming, you are distracted. You lack concentration.
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that?
You are not focused on the job at hand. It's even quite difficult to write an essay about daydreaming. You end up I was just daydreaming. The polite way to say I wasn't listening to you. Of course, daydreaming does have its defenders, its supporters, the daydream believers. For them, to daydream is to float off into a creative space where ideas form and inspiration takes shape. Daydreaming, when employed properly, can be a uniquely rewarding experience. After all, can something with so many brilliant songs written about it really be a bad thing? There's Daydream by Love and Spoonful.
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy.
The aforementioned Daydream Believer by the Monkees.
Daydream Believer and a homecoming queen.
Daydreaming by Radiohead. Actually, maybe skip that last one. Have to keep the tone of the music up, lest we find ourselves in a day nightmare. Speaking of nightmares, wouldn't the world be a better place if the likes of Trump and Musk could just log out of their own brains and spend a few hours daydreaming instead of insulting each other on the social media platforms they own?
He hasn't said bad about me personally, but I'm sure that'll be next. I'm very disappointed in Elon. I've helped Elon a lot.
But the workplace is always a tricky location to get good daydream going. You might be unlocking all sorts of logistical issues in your brain, but the boss won't care if you're unresponsive when they ask essential business questions like,
did you get up to any fun at the weekend?
You have to choose your moments to daydream. Sitting at your desk and staring off into space is never a good look, so it helps to try and do some fake typing while you are daydreaming. Unfortunately, I'm always at my daydreamiest when I'm being introduced to someone for the first time. That's why I keep getting Aoife's name wrong. Or was it Emer? Personally, I think daydreams and their sleepy time counterpart, which I call night daydreams, are key to a happy and healthy brain. Being a writer is often akin to being a professional daydreamer, what some call procrastinating. I also call procrastinating, but without the negative connotations. Daydreaming is a part of what makes us human. I dread the day when we are asking ChatGPT to do our daydreaming for us. So, don't be afraid to drift off when someone is talking. If what they're saying is interesting enough, it'll break through.
Sir, can you hear me? There he is. Welcome back, buddy.
My advice is stop paying attention. Turn off your mind and float downstream. Join me in the Daydream Nation, for we are the dreamers that dream and live inside that dream. So here's to the daydreamers, the absent-minded schemers, the ones who aren't listening when you tell them your name is Emer. As for me, I have a ton of work to do, and I have no intention of getting started on it anytime soon. What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy.
And I'm lost in a daydream.
Aidan Fitzmaurice there. Well, that's all we have time for today. The show was produced by Aideen McLaughlin and Emma Laffin. Our broadcast coordinator was Owen Lubbers, and Liam Mullen was on sound. Until next week, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.